we know what the situation was requiring. I mean, we need a win. We need a win. We were looking the last few games for a win. Sometimes we did well, but not enough to get the win because defensively we made some mistakes. We start very well the game, and even we concede, I think we never been out of the game. We stay with same idea, the same will, the same commitment, which is very important because it's not an easy team to play, and certainly not when they play home. They were also looking for a result after the defeat against Rotherham. So we knew that it can be difficult, but again, when all the teams think the same, want the same, and respect, I repeat, the game plan, we can get this kind of result. So we have built on this lesson. If we do the same, we think the same all together, we can do other good result, I think so.
Certainly was a flying start today, scoring after 19 seconds. It gives Charlton a foothold in the game.
Yeah. It was important. We know that sometimes we didn't start our game very well. We concede one or two corners after 4 or 5 minutes. So it's not the best way to come into a game. And this way was, of course, the best. But what for me pleased me the most is that even when they equalize, we are staying in the game. We will just repeating again what we were doing well, and at the end, you know, second half give us some opportunities to score again, and we were mastering the rest. I mean, by having a good shape, good collaboration. So that's some game that we can take in example for the next games, and again the way is still very long, but I like the reaction of my players, because sometimes with the last few games, certainly the game at home, the game from which we deserve much more, and we receive nothing, you can think that mentally and psychologically can be difficult, but they show they're still alive, and even more.
Callum Harriott hasn't started too many times recently. You started him today, and he rewarded you with 2 goals.
Yeah. I know very well Callum. Huh? Even the first time I went in Charlton, just did the same. I mean, sometimes he's too fast in the decision making. He wants to rush sometimes, so he has to put sometimes more reflection in his game. The quality, yes, and I know also, and so I'm very happy for him because he never stopped to work for the team, to do what he has to do each day. So he deserved this kind of goals and of good action. And he did very well on the second one, because I'm sure he has, because we discussed together about, he has still in mind the opportunity that he missed in Fulham. So, well done.
Yeah. On the downside, another goal conceded from a corner.
Yeah, but after we were consistent. That's the most important. We will work again on it, because we have to find a way that we cannot be any time be vulnerable in this kind of situation. But after, we concede a lot and we didn't make any mistake. We were strong. So I'm also pleased with this. And we can score in the first half with set pieces too. So it's nice to see that we grow in different aspects of the game. But again, it's only one game.
You made a change in goal, Stephen Henderson missing out and Nick Pope taken over. What was the reasoning behind that?
During the training on Wednesday, you receive a dead leg. We made 2v2, 1v1, so we're not sure, and I don't want to take any risk.
You win the game today, but then you get back into the dressing room and you see that Milton Keynes and Rotherham have won again. Does that take the edge off the win a bit for you?
You can imagine I would prefer that they lost both, but I always repeat the same. We have to do first our job, and okay, maybe we missed an opportunity to have more points, or let's say to be close those teams. But you can imagine if we lost this game, what happened. So we have also to have this in mind. And the most important is being focused on our performances. And we know if we can stay in the same mentality that we have, not only this game but the previous game, we will do what we have to do.